Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here today by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson in studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good to be with you, Brandon.
Did you have a good holiday week?
You bet.
Absolutely.
Like everybody else on the in America, I ate too much. So.
Yeah, it was it's that time of year where you got to kind of watch your intake a little bit here, but it's really difficult when all the food's so good.
Yeah. Well, and I just comment, Dave's over there on the other side of the glass, but we had a great tree lighting ceremony, and thanks to Dave for all his work on that, and had a nice young family and a little gal who has had a tough time fighting through the beginnings of her life, and she was able to turn on the switch and light the tree and welcome Santa Claus, and so they really did a great job down there, great volunteers and community support for that. We had the whole of the Blue Earth Plaza completely filled, and in that drizzle, that was really amazing.
Mayor, did you see the article on Faith, the young girl that you're talking about with spina bifida?
Yeah, that's
amazing.
That
was remarkable, and I don't know if you got a chance to visit with her or meet her, but she just has a cool, calm, wonderful, adorable heart.
Yeah.
Really, really impressed by not only her, but her family as well. That was neat to meet those.
It's a wonderful thing to have a family like that who is able to advance that young gal and take care of her, and I'm glad she's making progress.
Well, that happened, and then, of course, we look ahead to this Friday, and you got the big parade coming up and the tree lighting there at Triangle Park.
Yeah, we'll have the parade, and we'll kick that off. We've got the judges all selected for that. They will remain nameless so they don't get unduly influenced. Gina Scroggs will be down there to help them get started. Got great volunteers from downtown Manhattan led by Gina, and then the Breadbasket and Mary Beth down there. And we'll have carts being pushed throughout the parade to collect additional foodstuffs for the Breadbasket. Then we'll have the announcement of the awards. We'll have President Myers with us up there, and Ed Klimak will be the master of ceremonies, and have a choir group and Santa Claus, and so really looking forward to that. Hope the weather is somewhat decent. Those little kids, you know, are always waiting for Santa Claus. They don't care to hear from us, so
right.
We just speak and get out of the way, and be a great time. It always is.
Yeah, and you know, one thing here that it'll be a lot easier to get down there now because this has been a couple weeks now, but the Manhattan Avenue is now open.
That's right, yeah.
It is. It's good to have that open, and Juliet's open as well. So those were the last two big projects we had going on. We still have some neighborhood closures just down the road here on Parker. We've still got a contractor working in those residential neighborhoods, and we'll have some up in the Stag Hill area as well over the winter that are doing some street repair and replacement work. So, yeah, it's good to get the bulk of that construction work over in the roads back open. They still have a little bit of there's still some cones and some traffic control up there. They've got some right-of-way work to do on the edges as well as some of that sidewalk trail, oversized trail to put back in on North Manhattan, but they can do just temporary lane closures to work on those particular items to finish it up.
Well, that a lot of people were happy to see that reopening. I know there's that other project going on right there at Tuttle Creek and Kimball right now, and that's going to be lasting for quite some time, if I remember.
It is. It's but we're trying to approach it, obviously, with changing different types of lane closures. They got some of that big work done in the middle leg of Kimball, which was needed, and then there'll be additional work moving to the south there, creating that double right-hand turn lane for eastbound traffic on Kimball. So there's also some pedestrian crossing work that's going to occur there. So that will be impacting some of the traffic there, but the roadways are all going to at least stay open to traffic.
All right. Good to know. And luckily, you know, I know we've had a little bit of weather so far. We have a little preview of maybe what's to come here. I'm sure the city crews are all ready to go for getting the roads cleared in the event that we do have winter weather.
We are. We were appreciative that, for the most part, the street temperatures this last one stayed right at freezing or above, and so it wasn't a significant event. We did have to treat some overpasses and bridges and that sort of thing where it was colder, but all in all, we've been fortunate to miss most of the worst of it.
I understand we've got a phone call, so let's go ahead and get to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. Excuse me. You know, we talk about how great Manhattan is. It really is. It's because we've had a lot of people in the past for the last, since 1855 that have been in command. But I don't think right now anybody in the United States could possibly say that they have a general as a president of a university, a general as their mayor. It's been the best one we've had. I've had a lot of friends that have been mayors, but I still have to say that I think you've probably been the most level-headed and fair one we've had. And Manhattan's going to keep growing. We just need to slow down a half a pace, get some of these things sold, get some of these alleys cleaned up, go up to the county shops, get some paint, and paint some of these houses that need to paint, and then tell them that their taxes won't go up if they paint their house. But you both have done a great job. Ron's been around here a long time and done a great job. And I agree to disagree most of the time. But anyway, hope you all have a good Thanksgiving and have a good upcoming Christmas, and we'll be glad to see you in the parade, General. Thanks for your service to the country and to Manhattan, Kansas.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And, you know, it's a great thing to be able to contribute, and it's also very comforting to know that we've got so many people in the community that continue to contribute what time they have, and we've got a great city staff who all of them work very hard to make this community as good as we possibly can, and I agree with you. We've got to find a good balance through this time right now. I mean, some of the things are down, but, man, I tell you, I've got all kinds of hope for the future. We've just got all kinds of things to rely on that other communities don't. And so we'll find that balance, and this next group will do the same thing that, as you pointed out, we've done since 1855.
Mayor, I just have to ask you, are you counting down the days here to being coming off the commission?
No, actually not.
No?
I think in the military you kind of learn never to do that. You never know where the next piece of excitement's coming from, and you do the job until it's done. And, you know, I'll miss many, many things about this, mostly the people that I've been able to work with, Ron and his staff and fire department, RCPD, and it's going to be unusual not to get on the phone and harass them a little bit from time to time, get some good feedback, and it's been a lot of fun for me, actually.
All right, well said. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll preview what's coming up on the agenda here tonight. Stay tuned. More In Focus after this.